Matt Brown from Sports on Earth joins us. Matty, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Is that the third number 15 seed to move on, or is there more?
I believe it's the eighth, actually. There's been more than you'd think. Although, you know, recently just Florida Gulf Coast a few years ago, Lehigh against Duke, and Norfolk State against Missouri all in the last 5 years.
And has a 15 team ever made it to the Sweet 16?
Florida Gulf Coast, 2013.
Nice.
Beat Georgetown in the first round, and then beat San Diego State in the second round. So that was the big one. I'm not sure if the others have, but Florida Gulf Coast, I know for sure, did in 2013.
Now, when you break down these brackets and you look at, like, did you see Middle Tennessee having a legitimate shot, or is this like a wild, wild upset?
You are talking to somebody who published an article on Wednesday crowning Michigan State as the best chance to win the championship. So I did not see this coming.
There you go. Well, that's what makes the tournament so good. So now,
exactly.
I guess it's probably maybe even too early to look at it, because Syracuse knocked off Dayton. So it's the number 10 versus the number 15. So at worst, they're going to have a number 10 seed in the Sweet 16, maybe even a number 15. Does Middle Tennessee have the makeup to beat a team like Syracuse now?
I think they do. Syracuse is not an unbeatable team. I mean, the Orange were on the bubble for down the stretch and lost five of their last six games entering the NCAA tournament. So it's not some, you know, invincible team. They lost to St. John's early in the season. St. John's really bad. A couple, you know, mediocre losses. So, you know, given what we saw today, Middle Tennessee's certainly athletic enough to give Syracuse a run and maybe even get it done. But they're the happiest team. For this upset, the happiest people are Virginia fans, because Virginia has had great teams the last 2 years, and both of them have been knocked out of the tournament early by Michigan State. And they got stuck in the same bracket this year. Virginia is the number one in the Midwest region, and I don't think they'd have to go through Michigan State again to get to the Final Four, but they don't, and they have a pretty clear path now. So Virginia fans are certainly celebrating right now, even if everybody else's bracket got busted.
Another big upset, number 13 seed Hawaii over California. Did you write that one, or did you have Cali?
I had that upset. I got one upset right today. So Hawaii, just, you know, I like that team coming into this. They're a veteran team, play good defense. Cal, pretty young. Tyrone Wallace, the point guard, was out for the game with an injury. So, you know, the circumstances seem to favor Hawaii in that respect, and just the veteran team ended up beating a younger team, and Cal's a young star, Jaylen Brown, is going to be a lottery pick in the NBA. He got into foul trouble, played only 17 minutes. So that one, based on the way Hawaii had been playing, based on their experience, that one not nearly as shocking. I think a lot of people might have thought that was coming.
Matt Brown joins us from Sports on Earth. Matt, coming into this tournament, there had been so many top 10 teams that had lost to unseeded teams this year. A lot of people were predicting, you know, some massive upsets. We saw two 12s yesterday, which in the tournament now is almost ho-hum. 12 seemed upset every year. I always pick two 12s every year now, it seems. A number 13 seed. We've already got a number 15 upset. Do you see any other, like, does Green Bay or CSU, like, do those type of teams, maybe even Weber State, do those guys have legit shots, do you think, to pull another big upset today?
Yeah, I think it's possible for sure. I think Stephen F. Austin is one to watch tonight against West Virginia. Stephen F. Austin, a 14 seed, who is a lot better than a 14 seed. I picked West Virginia to win that game, but it's the type of game that West Virginia should not be happy that they drew that matchup. It's a similar team. They're both really aggressive defenses. Even if Austin leads the country in forced turnovers, West Virginia is second in forced turnovers. So it could end up looking like a pretty sloppy game, but it's just two great defensive teams. Stephen F. Austin's been in the tournament before. They've won in the tournament before. And so, you know, I think that's certainly one where West Virginia will be on upset alert. I think that might be the best chance for one. But after seeing Michigan State lose, nothing would surprise me at this point.
did Calipari have a legitimate reason, the head coach of Kentucky, to be upset with his team's number 4 seed, which basically ranks them number 13 to number 16 in the country? Did they get shortchanged, or is that really where they should have been seeded?
I think they're better than a 4 seed, but I think that's where they belong based on their resume. If you look at their body of work this year, I mean, they lost 5 games in a mediocre SEC. They lost Ohio State, UCLA, and non-conference play, both those teams this tournament. They lost to Auburn, who's very, very bad. You know, they've had trouble in the front court So, you know, I think based on what they've done, that a four seed makes sense. You know, it's an unfortunate draw because in the second round, they could be playing, or they will be playing Indiana, who's also underseeded at the five in terms of how good they are. You know, I think both of those teams are better than their seed, so it's an unfortunate matchup that Kentucky gets stuck with that second round. But I think I disagree with John Calipari that they deserve a better seed based on their output. But, you know, saying that, I picked them to go to the Final Four. So I think they are better than that seed. It's just based on what the committee does, I think it made sense.
Do you think, other than maybe being disappointing for a number one seed, how important, how fun do you think it would be if a number 16 ever pulled off the massive upset?
I think, you know, the only it would only be disappointing in one respect, and that we wouldn't be able to look forward to that maybe possibly happening, because once it happens for the first time, then subsequent 16 first one dreams aren't quite as big. But I think it probably will happen at some point, and I think it's possible. It's just, there is a pretty wide gap. Like, Michigan State in this tournament probably should have been a number one seed. Most people thought they should have been a number one seed based on the resume, how they were playing. And if they would have been a one seed instead of a two seed, they would have had a much better matchup, because the bottom teams, especially the bottom three or four or five teams, are pretty much way behind the rest of the pack in the NCAA tournament. And it is certainly an advantage to be a one seed versus a two seed, because, you know, 16 seeds are often, you know, if you look at Holy Cross playing Oregon tonight, Holy Cross is under 500 and finished ninth in the Patriot League. They're not a very good team. They got hot at the end. But, you know, there's a huge difference between playing Holy Cross and playing the Middle Tennessee team that Michigan State plays. So, I think it's going to be very hard for a 16 to do it, but again, in this tournament, anything's possible.
One last one for you, Matt. What's the explanation as to why, when they have the play-in games, I could see the play-in games used to be like you'd have two bottom teams battling for the number 16 seed. Now there's four play-in games, but two of them involve teams that are number 11 seeds. Why so high?
Well, they're the last teams you got into the field. They're the last at-large teams. But I like how they do it. It's okay. Basically making four bubble teams play their way in. And, you know, that's usually where the bubble with the at-large teams usually ends about 11 or 12 seeds. And in this case, all four were, the last four at-large teams in were 11 seeds. I don't necessarily love the idea of the first four. I thought the 64 team bracket was as perfect as you can get. But, you know, I don't disagree with the part where they basically make four bubble teams play for two spots. I think that works out pretty well.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind it. I just would like for a play-in team to not be a 15 or a 16. I guess it's just because the conference and their schedule difference, right? Because there are certain teams that get in automatically, even if they're not necessarily the best 64 in the country.
Right. All the teams that are 16, 15, 14, 13, and 12 below them are teams that all got in automatically. So, you know, Wichita State, Vanderbilt, Michigan, and Tulsa were the last four teams in the field without automatic bids. Which is why they got sent to Dayton.
Yeah. Okay. We appreciate it, man. I know it's a busy time. Look forward to the upsets and the domination, and maybe we will see how many people's brackets are busted now with Michigan State out.
Thanks for having me. My bracket is certainly busted here.